Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time on the way in just a minute.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, Walmart, Nike, Wine.com, Samsung, Lenovo, Sephora, and more. And even stack sales on top of cashback. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
And the sign said anybody caught trespassing will be shot on sight. So I jumped over the fence and yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives?"
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have special early presentation of one of the hopefully at some point award-winning segments of our show.
Yeah, people who get up early, they have love trouble too.
Yes.
And any excuse to look at the gorgeous Allie
Here
Breen.
Here we go.
Hi, guys.
That's right,
Hi,
Grandpa. Allie. It's a girl.
Hi, Allie. Allie, where are you? Is that a mirror?
Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like a nautical mirror theme, and I have it's like a Phantom of the Opera thing going on because there's a sliding glass door on this side and darkness on this side.
Where in Florida are you, may I ask?
So I'm actually in Ocala. The people who are staying at our Airbnb are buying it, so we're looking
good for you.
For another place. Yeah, so we're looking for another place, and Ocala is becoming like a horseback riding staple in Florida. So we're looking at places.
Where is Ocala in relation to I-4?
Here we go.
Be careful, everybody. And no, remember, this will be over before you know it, so stand by.
Are you near Orlando?
Yeah, it's like an hour and 15 minutes from Orlando.
Which
exactly.
Direction?
Inland, so it's like central.
I see. Okay.
Inland and north.
Oh, it's really right there in the swamp.
Wow. Yeah, so you could
Oh yeah.
So do you go through Sanford to get there when you're at the airport?
I don't think so.
You know, Sanford.
I don't really know, though. I put my GPS on and just follow it blindly. I don't know where I'm going through.
I see. Okay. Because if you go through Sanford, you might want to keep going north. They'll get to where I used to live, DeLand, Florida.
Oh, boy.
Check it out. Tom's birth. Is that your birthplace?
No.
No, he worked there.
Oh. I worked there. DeLand, that's a weird name. Why'd they call it that?
Because it's near to sea.
Thank you.
Hey! You are welcome to hang up, Ellie.
Shaking her head. Larry the Cable Guy used to live in Sanford.
Yeah, I did.
But this is a show called... this is a show called Sexy Time. Allie, if you want to write Allie, it's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N on your favorite social media platform. What kind of love trouble do we have, Allie?
Dear Allie, my parents got divorced when I was in college. They're now dating other people and they seem pretty happy. I recently had lunch with my mom and she said that dad had been cheating on her but would never admit it. I didn't realize that's what happened. And she said, well, he was often missing Viagra pills and would lie about it. I was the one stealing the pills. I was in way too much shock to say anything, so what should I do?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's horrible.
It actually is your fault that they got divorced.
Wow, that's awful.
You got to tell your mom. Well, boy.
No, I think the damage is done. Is that going to do any good?
Yeah, you're right.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, if you're Catholic, go to confession. You've got like six sins right off the bat.
Sure.
Maybe tell your dad so your dad can tell your mom, look, I gave them to my
That
kid.
Wouldn't work at all.
No.
She already doesn't doubt. Odds are
they would have gotten divorced anyway.
Right? You kind of think so.
Well, that's true.
Well, that you can't make that. You can't make that leap.
Well, yeah, to sleep at night, you could, certainly.
Oh, wait. What if you just got some more Viagra and put them back? Is it too late?
Yeah. Just hide them around the house. That's where they were the whole time.
They were here the whole time.
Wow, that is brutal.
Oh, that
yeah,
is
that's
brutal.
That's a wild story.
I mean, it could be any, you don't fool with anybody's prescriptions for anything.
No.
Right.
That's a wild story, man.
Wow.
I also feel bad for the girls he was having sex with in college. Kids, when they're that age on Viagra, they'll have sex for like 5 hours, I think. That's why they take it.
Right.
Oh, so no win for everybody.
Yeah, I wish this was, I often say this, like Dear Abby, where they always have the name, and then you'd be writing, Dear Size Queen Whore.
So
she's making all her boyfriends take Viagra.
Yeah, no joke. That's
in college. Wow.
Maybe she was taking it. We don't know.
Well, I thought that there's no evidence that works, is there?
There's not evidence that it doesn't. There's some women do take it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was going to say there's evidence for young guys, because if they drink a lot, then they offset their drinking with Viagra. Mm. Oh, Isn't that the case?
I don't know.
Been a long time. The whiskey D.
Mm-hmm.
It's D Whiskey. She does the news on our local NPR affiliate. I'm sorry. Let's get to our next letter. That's an awful.
That one
awful
made me sad.
Yeah, that's
rough. I know. That one's crazy.
That is crazy.
Okay. Dear Ellie, my girlfriend open door poops and wants to talk to me the entire time she's using the toilet.
God.
When I try to close the door, she says, no, but I miss you.
Oh.
I think she thinks she's being cute, but it is definitely not cute. Yeah, what should I do?
Right now.
That's gross.
Move out.
Shut the door and walk away. Ignore her.
It's not just the sitting down. It's the I miss you.
Yeah.
There's a problem there.
She's
alarming.
It's going to get a lot worse.
Yeah.
And nurses,
are you allowed to work? Like, how?
I miss you. Where are you going 8 hours a day?
Oh, my gosh.
No, nurse, you don't have to hand me the scalpel. Zelda's here.
Here's what you do. You get some about 7 or 8 yards of Visqueen and some quick lime. A couple of shovels and a pick. Now.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's no good.
Well.
That is really, oof.
If there's ever been a candidate for a woman who would say yes to a Blumpkin, it's this woman.
Oh,
she has
what
no
about open door peeing? Where do you guys stand on open door peeing?
Well, that's okay, because your back is to the...
Yeah, I don't mind that. Yeah.
Well, not for a guy, for a girl. If a girl sits down and open door pees in front of you.
Oh, that's hot. I mean...
I like the sound of...
Oh, well.
I like the sound of the hiss.
Yeah, I
no.
That isn't so much of a problem. Yeah, yeah, shut the door. I agree.
Shut the door.
Okay, but let's move on. Allie Breen can be reached once again. A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. She's a comedian and a real estate mogul, apparently.
So no one here, you know, odds are one of us is an open door dumper.
I am. At home alone.
Yeah. Wait, odds? No, that's not the... No, like it's a one in five?
What if you have a house guest? It's still open door.
No.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a yes, Josh.
Here's what I mean by by that side.
All right.
If they're downstairs, which is where like the living room and the...
You're a palatial two-story.
I go upstairs to the primary bathroom, which only I use.
Right.
I keep the door open.
Like if you're in a bedroom bathroom, now, can you can shut the bedroom door,
can these
door
women,
too.
Do you have it wired so the women in the pit can hear you?
Yes. I want them to know that.
And they hear you yelling at your anus?
That's right.
you don't just use a bucket like they have to.
I want them to know that Alpha Daddy, which is what I make them call me, is healthy and happy. So.
Okay. Next.
Dear Allie, on road trips, my boyfriend wants to get frisky and he wants me to give him road you know what. Or he'll sometimes just reach over and grab a boob or just put his hand down my pants.
Oh,
it is the least sexy and most uncomfortable, awkward thing ever.
I learned to take a compliment.
Sounds like a fun trip. Yeah.
So what district does he represent in Congress?
So is he wanting... What hand?
This
road
is
hand?
Ridiculous.
No,
these guys, they're gonna write up the accident, and in the report, it's gonna be, well, the male member was found in the decedent.
According to GARP,
she's gonna GARP him. Yeah,
no,
the old GARPing.
I remember in Parenthood, Mary Steenburgen does that to Steve Martin.
Why don't you tell him, honey? What happened?
Yeah. You just gotta tell him you hate it or you don't want that. Yeah. So there you
go. Yes.
Yeah. Well, actually, and she goes on to add, she says, when I say no, he says I'm no fun. But is this actually even fun for guys? It seems like it's more fun in theory. So is it actually like, does it feel good for guys? Or is it just a theoretical, like, guess what happened?
Wait a minute.
I have a question. No. I have a question for Allie. Are you stupid?
They're guys, Allie.
The stress of driving while that's happening, doesn't that play into some form
Yes, of course.
Of not enjoying it?
It does affect your drive.
Yes.
Of course.
Because my foot goes down to the gas.
Exactly. You either go 89 or 22. Right. It's never. You can't find 55 and stick there.
Yeah, you need cruise control.
Be a compromise and only do it on special occasions. You know what I mean? But if you're doing it all the time, it's not even special or fun.
You know what you should tell him the next time he tries to do something like this? Just go, I already did this yesterday with my Uber driver. And maybe he'll
That is actually how they should advertise self-driving cars. Like, all of those settings should be specifically for this.
Wow. Okay. Ooh. Well, let's move on. I think we've done some good here.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend and I travel a lot, so we are in an open relationship. Meaning when we're home, we're together, and when we're away, anything hoes, but I think she meant anything goes.
No. Anything hoes.
Anything hoes.
One rule is we don't share our extracurricular activities with each other. So I started getting sick a lot over the last few weeks, and we found out I'm pregnant. He is ecstatic, but I'm a little worried it might not be his. My mom says, do not tell him anything. What do you think?
My mom says, do not tell him anything.
He knows, thanks, Mama. Yeah.
He knows the situation, so I would think he would be a little bit...
No.
He's kind of dumb.
This is why you always, more or less, date people that look similar.
Yes.
Okay? And then act incredibly insulted if they want a DNA test.
This girl should ask for a DNA test if her mom's telling her don't say anything.
I think I'm a little
more... That would raise some questions.
I'm a little more upset that she talks about this kind of stuff with her mom. Oh, hey, by the way, I'm in this relationship, but I'm having sex on the road all the time.
And I got knocked up and it ain't Daryl's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What does one need for a proper DNA test? Could she somehow stealthily get the appropriate amount of saliva or whatever she needs?
A hair from a hairbrush.
Sure. Can you... Let me ask you this. Can you get it from the male seed? I would assume.
That's where DNA is. Yeah.
So couldn't she?
But how would you take it to the doctor, Tom?
After the fact.
No, I mean, could she? I mean, quite literally, deposited in a baggie of some sort.
She's already pregnant.
No.
Wait, can you do that before you have the baby? You can stand it?
No.
Tom, you can, but here's the thing.
Are you saying she should find out if it's his before?
She can get all the info she needs from a drinking glass. Yeah. I mean, you can.
Yeah. But is it that simple?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But
the
DNA would have to come from the baby somehow.
Can they get it from the amniotic fluid or whatever? Do they go in there and take that out as a matter of routine or no?
Depends on your age.
They probably
do. I think you just need a really long needle and one of those good lights that you wear on your baseball cap.
She could do it at home.
Yeah. No.
She doesn't have the equipment to.
You can't do that at home.
The home amniosample kit?
No.
That's okay. Right.
You know what? Just wait till the baby comes out, judge what it looks like, kind of what Chick said, and then worry about it. You can't tell. You know what I mean?
No.
You know what? Maybe the guy's just ecstatic no matter whether it's his or not.
Yeah, just have a baby and enjoy life.
Maybe we can all extrapolate into various
scenarios. And maybe you've learned a lesson.
Scenarios where this could be rather evident.
Yes, where does she travel?
Just walk out into traffic.
Barely you were in Thailand.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Honey, how long ago were you in Botswana?
There are certain morphological characteristics that even a simpleton can delineate.
You would think if you were having sex with other people on the road that a condom would be involved.
I would have thought that.
That
finishing the, we'll call it the insider, that would have been off limits.
Exactly. Right, pull in prayer, just pull out in general. Like, why would you...
You still wear a condom, no matter what. You don't know what these people are like.
Some women trap you. Yeah. Well, they pin you down and they say, I'm going to rob you of your essence.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. I want to have your baby.
More likely the guy tricked her and was like, totally safe. Go ahead.
That's candy bar
wrapper. Yeah.
Allie Breen is our guest. You'll find her Allibreen on your favorite social media platform. You can weigh in with sexy time. We have time for at least one more letter. Allie, what have you got?
Dear Allie, me and my hubby got married and his brother was my best man and my sister was my maid of honor. Those two hooked up that night and after that, he pretty much ghosted her. Now my sister won't talk to either of us because she still is upset that we do stuff with him socially. I told her that has nothing to do with us. He's family, but she says we're taking his side. Oh, what should I do?
Ignore her.
Yep. Yeah.
She'll get over it.
Yeah.
It sucks, but she's being unreasonable here.
Yeah, it's none of your guys' business. Like, just happen to be his family. You can't cut him out because
next time you get married, don't have an open bar.
And no one would go.
That's true.
Well, then they wouldn't get in trouble.
I'd go if her sister will be there.
Nancy Roundheels.
He thinks everyone knows what that means.
I know. It's cute.
The literate among you are aware that
stunning
round heels during a certain heroic era of the American democracy.
The 30s.
The round heeled ladies during World War II were helping out those GIs as they headed overseas.
Giving it up for the troops, if you will.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Heroes.
Okay, Allie, I rescind my saying that was the last one. This is the last one. What else have you got?
This one's quick. Dear Allie, help. I'm in love with a guy who lives in a storage unit. That's it.
Okay.
You know what? Those are pretty fancy nowadays. People are turning them into like small homes.
Yeah, I know.
Unless it's actually...
No, you're talking about storage containers. That's
lives like in the storage unit?
But
the
garage in a storage unit.
He's a murderer.
No, he's...
Yeah, sounds cool as hell, man.
I have a storage unit, and that's one of the big things in the contract, in all caps. You cannot live in your storage unit.
Can you tell me what to do? This is America.
There's about 10 reasons to get out of this relationship.
10? I would say the number one is he lives in a storage unit.
Yeah.
Well, Christy had a better storage unit than I had. My storage unit in L.A. used to say you cannot pee in the storage unit.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, we finally had to put that in the
contract. Yeah. Exactly. Please don't piss in it.
You can live there, you just can't pee there. Okay.
Yeah, more pissing number 38.
What does the guy do? Does he...
What, really? Maybe, is he saving up for that big house somewhere? I mean...
Well, can you, ima- imagine if you
just took the bum.
If you were on an episode of Storage Wars and they opened it up and there was a guy in there
reading the paper,
yeah,
watching sports.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, well, God, he's an open door dumper.
Oh boy. Well, do you know how to mow lawns? I don't know. What am I going to do with him?
You don't know. He might have saved up for years for the storage unit. You don't know.
Yeah, it's like living in a gated community.
Here we go. Well, you're right. Yes. Very safe.
Technically, yeah.
Real dark though. There are no windows. It's.
Oh, I tell
do
you
they
what.
All, do oh, they God. Have electrical outlets inside those?
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, they have lights inside them.
Some of them are climate control.
I guess you would have to get one of those.
It's like almost like having a double wide. You've got the climate controlled storage unit.
No. I say if you can charge everything during the day.
If it's climate controlled, date them. If not, get out.
There you go.
There's a level of storage unit liver.
Sure. Yeah, this guy's obviously taken on the world and lost at every turn.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.